Mini-episode 106 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Outside the Box Score, your home on the web for entertaining sports columns and videos. Follow them on the web at outsidetheboxscore.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini-episode 106 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 8 years on our previous platform. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our top 10 list of projected breakthroughs for Fantasy Baseball 2012. This segment will be the ninth and final part of our 2012 Fantasy Baseball season preview, and we urge you to check out our other coverage in previous webcasts and in our draft guide, Fantasy Baseball Draftology 2012, available now at FantasyDraftHelp.com. In the seventh part of our season preview, we took a look at the breakthroughs of 2011 that we consider to be legitimate. Here, we list out the players we think will replicate that feat in 2012. Some of these players are primarily known for their great draft and or minor league pedigrees. Some of them flashed quite a bit when given opportunities in 2011. But none of them have stitched together entire seasons of all-star production. We see that changing for them now. In a moment, our list of breakthroughs for this season. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider. Get on up,
stay on the scene. What happened, Toast?
I think he's on steroids. It's like trying to cover a f***ing racehorse.
Get up, get on up, stay on the scene. Get on up, like a sex machine. Get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene. Get on up, like a sex machine.
Okay, here are the FDH top 10 projected breakthroughs for Fantasy Baseball 2012. Number 10, D. Gordon. As we've been chronicling over the past few years, one-dimensional speed guys will only get you so much. You still can't win in fantasy baseball without good power in your lineup. But if you have that amassed in other places, Gordon can be a cheap source of necessary steals. Number 9, Mike Moustakas. He didn't come out of the gate as strongly in 2011 as his teammate Eric Hosmer, who is already too advanced for this list, but he has the same immense ceiling. Another year of development makes him a tremendous buy-low candidate at a position still a bit thinner than years past. Number 8, Alan Craig. He's dinged at the moment, and that's helping him fall under the radar. But make no mistake, when healthy, the Cardinals will give him every chance to replicate what he did in an amazing third of a season in 2011 as they try to replace Albert Pujols in a collective sense. Number 7, Jason Hayward. He was never quite healthy in a tremendously disappointing 2011 season that was the textbook example of a sophomore jinx. Healthy, determined, and young, Hayward could well emerge as the Braves' franchise player as early as this year. Number 6, Jason Kipnis. Before getting derailed by a hamstring injury late last summer, he was bringing the same level of pop that he delivered throughout his college and minor league stints. He still has the dreaded next time around the horn to go through because of where he was when he was shut down, but the results after his counter adjustments will be worth it. Number 5, Zach Cozart. How's this for hopeful symbolism? He's learning from the last man in town at his position who had the same kind of high average pop, Barry Larkin. Number 4, Corey Lubke. This is the most under-the-radar name on this list, but he's less obscure after the Padres wisely offered him a contract extension this week. This is a man who can certainly fill the shoes of Matt Latos, especially pitching at Petco for half his games. Number 3, Jesus Montero. Granted, he goes from the cozy environs of New Yankee Stadium to Safeco, but his pop is still special for the position, and his body will be fresher for the amount of DHing that the team has him do as he works out his defensive kinks. Number 2, Desmond Jennings. We've seen him coming for a while, but 2012 could well be the year he steps up and becomes a superstar. His power potential provides him with an even higher ceiling than the man he's been groomed over the past few years to replace, Carl Crawford. Number one, Matt Moore. In a tribute to the Rays' always remarkable system, they take spots one and two on our list. While you don't want to reach for him ahead of more proven commodities, you can select him a bit later with the upside of a Cy Young caliber campaign as early as this year. So there's our list of the top 10 projected breakthroughs for Fantasy Baseball 2012. Again, for all of your fantasy baseball needs, go check out Fantasy Baseball Draftology 2012, available right at fantasydrafthelp.com. Thanks for checking us out. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversation with rock superstar Steve Perry from the FDH Lounge.